sugya of Mishlachim. Mamma says on Alice. The Gemara says, Mayid the Silko Kisilko. The Gemara comes out, Mayid the Kulashaki Kulashaki. Halacha is that any time that you're Mavashal period, Yerokha is really talking about, the halacha of the water that it was in Mavashal in takes on the same bracha as the Yerokha said that were in Mavashal. So maybe let's make a Adam on the Yerokha, so you can make a Adam on the water also. All the Rishonim bring it down the halacha, and the Shaila is why. Come to Eitzel Chara in the water, you have to make a Brief Adam. There's four basic questions that the Rishonim, the Rechonim have on this halacha. The first is the first Gemara, says by Drash Gemaram, the halacha is, the Gemara says it's only Zeyab Almo, and we mainly only make a shako on it. Why, how could it be that my the Silko, the water that it was in the Yerokas from the Basho in, should have a Brief Adamo, if the Dvash Mamish, the water that comes out of the Tmaram itself, only has a bit of a shako? How could it be? A different Yushin. The second shadow that's mavur in the Rishonim is that sheicher either sheicher tzarim or sheicher tzmarim, the halacha is, Tesis says, it's only the bracha shakel. We don't make not a zenith, not a brit adama. It's a shakel. Halacha loy halim mamish tzarim. Main sheikher of time of Baalmo, and the mainly you only make a shako. The shayla is bechur, this is mamish, mayed the soko. This is exactly meyerachi. And if you're going to make a brief yadam on the meyerachi, then you're going to make it also on the, you should have to make it on sheikher also. Why is sheikher any different? It should be mamish bidyuk, the same thing as mayed the kulashalki. The third kasha is, like the tazia, the bechur should be bottle beroy. All we have over here, if you're mavashal yerachi, is in water. L'chur you have rove water and a little bit of tam from the yerachi. Why isn't that tam of the yerachi is but the rove of the water? And the fourth kasha is that l'chur is mavur in the Gemara, one or two places that if you would have a pre that was nistrasik legamri, you take an apple and you stick it in the blender, and you're left with applesauce. But all you have is apple. You didn't add anything to it. So the bracha is going to be shakal. How could this be any better? How could it be that if you have the pre itself, which is in the Strasser, Lagami, the Bracha Shakel, and the water that the pre was in Spashal in is going to take on the Bracha of the pre or the air? Where do we see that this is our Bracha? The Gemara says by Trima. Trima, which Rashi is Mefarish to me, you took dates and you smashed them up, and still little pieces of dates there. And therefore the Halacha is that the Bracha is, you still make a Bracha. The Trima of the Veshem is Medayak in Rashi. Vice says that's because you still have little pieces of tomorrow. But if you would mash it up good and well, and you would have no pieces there, then you make a shakel. And even the Rambam, that Thermodayak, that holds that in such a case where you pulverize it and it turns into one mass of tomorrow, you're still going to make a pre-pre-ate. There are many people that are, many achrenim that are mafash to the Rambam, that's dafka because it's mamashim kain. Since you have sort of an isom. But if you take the tomorrow and you stick them into a blender, and you get tomorrow sauce, then even the Rambam would be makim that the bracha would be shakel. So the whole machlokes Rishonim really is dafka if you have mamash and kain. If you have something like mashed potatoes, but if you take the potatoes and you stick it in a blender when they're raw, and you have potato sauce, then everybody's makim that that's going to be shakel. So how could it be that the water that the silko was in bashalin is going to get the bracha of the silko, and the silk itself, if you stick it in a blender, would be shakel? Yitziva baro, as they say. So we find already that the Rishonim were mitsyachis to most of these problems in various different ways. The Ro and the Ritzvo, and that's the Sheet of Meiri also, the Hamates, they want a tiny nechanami. Mikreach HaKushio, Mitechim HaKushio, Yitzei nechanami. Really, everywhere it's supposed to be shakal. Just like Vashtmar shakal, this is also supposed to be shakal. So what does it mean when it says Mayad Tisoko Tisoko, Mayad Kulashalki Kulashalki? That just means that we reckon the water and the vegetable itself as one entity. And it's Kulashalki. It's the Mayad Kulashalki, it's Kulashalki. The Mayim of the thing that you're Mavashal has the same, is together, like one entity together with the Yorkas that you're Mavashal. And what does that mean? What are the ramifications of that? That if you're mavasho, if you eat the yerokas, you eat the carrots, and you're mavasho, and you drink the water that they were in the spashal, then you don't have to make a separate bracha. Bechem, you should have to make, let you drink the water itself. In a chanam, you make a shakel. No different than the Zeya Ba'alma of the Drash Gemara. You make a shakel. The chiddush is that when you eat it all together, when you have your vegetable soup, and you're drinking the water together with the vegetables, you make a bracha on the ikra, which is the vegetables, and it passes up the water. And you don't have to make a separate shakel in the mitzvah on the water. How come what's not about the barrage? That's the ikr. Hurts the ikr. And when the whole time they have a, you go bust the rave, it's that the rave is the ikr. Two things that are equal, to go bust whichever one is the rave, that's the ikr. Well, commonly you have your rock, right? Your rock is the ikr, the ikr. And the mimic passes up the water, which is the top. That is the sheet of the rather it's wrong, that all, they learn the figure totally differently than the rest of the Mishnah. La Rocha, they are a sheet of Yechidah. And we don't go in the sugyo, we don't go with them. We'll see the halacha how we come out if we reckon with their shita. That's like the upright in the sugyo. All the rest of the Rishonim is off the board, learn the sugyo, kipshutim. The Maya Kol Shalki means it gets the bracha of the shalki. And we mainly make a adama on the water itself, even if you drink it by itself. So we have to understand if it is all the shalas that we asked before. So the first Rishon on the page that we see is the answer to this problem. The Taisus says the Kash. He says, why is Meishof different than Dvash Tvorn? Zafter v'yesh mechalik. Sosan v'loy pirush. Sorry, the Pashtus of Taisus is like the Rosh. The Rosh says, also asks the question, and he says, v'yesh mechalik. What's the chilik? V'loy domen v'yay peris, d'amin v'yel v'zey v'al mohu. It's not similar to Dvash Tvorn. V'yesh mashke ein v'y tam atri. The mashke doesn't have a tam atri. The efshir shin bishol atri v'nifnas tam atri. So mayim barakom in brief reading. The mashke does not have a tam atri. There's more of a tam ayidei the bishol than there is ayidei the squeezing it out. The achreinim are matmiyad. They say it makes no sense. In fact, the nachas dovid, moraktiyum, the avid moraktiyum. The achreinim, that makes no sense. How can you tell me that if I squeeze a fruit and I get the juice out, there's going to be less tam than if I take that fruit itself and I'm going to wash it in water. The achreinim are ifchum esavah. You squeeze something out, you almost get the juice. If you're mavashal, you get a little bit of taste. So the chayyur with the pshat in the rosh is, and if there's a pshat in the rosh, Ken Zayin is also pshat in tesis, and the yesh kachalik, that when tesis said that you have, there's more of a tam of the fruit, it's not that there's a stronger tam. In a chanami, when you squeeze out the fruit, you're going to get a stronger taste when you squeeze out the fruit than if you're mavashal the fruit in the water. What does he mean? He just means to say that when you squeeze out the fruit, the taste that you're getting is not the taste of the fruit itself. When you squeeze an apple, and you get apple juice, so is that, let's say you give a cup of apple juice, we're taking a poll here on Thursday, ask a few other people also. You squeeze apple juice, you squeeze an apple and you get apple juice, and you give it to somebody that never tasted apple juice before, would they be able to tell that that it comes from an apple or not? Could very well be that they would not be able to tell. In a chanami, this is apple juice, and it comes from the apple, but it's not the tam of the pre. It's the juice that came from the milk. Mashenki, when you mavashal a pre in water, so it takes the water, gets the tam of the pre itself. You cut up an apple, and you mavashal it. In the water, the water takes on the taste of the apple itself. So you want to know, in a chanami, just like the Achronim asked, that when you squeeze an apple, and you get apple juice, the taste is going to be much stronger than the taste of the water that the apple is in the special in. However, that taste is not what Chazal are kaveh a bracha on. Chazal are kaveh a bracha on the apple itself. They weren't kaveh on the bracha on the taste of the mitz, which is not the taste of the apple. It was the apple that they were kaveh a bracha on. Mimila, if you mavashal in the water, so the water takes on the taste of the apple, and that's the bracha that Chazal are kaveh. The mitz, even though it's coming from the apple, that's not the taste of the apple.
If you were to take out all the juice and then dry out the apple,
if you dry out an apple, they go for talk about it. They say that if you dry out fruits, then the Bach says that if you dry out fruits, then all they're aiming at to now is to be mivashal them, then kuyama, everybody across the board is going to say they make the bracha on the fruit. You make the bracha on the water, the same bracha you make on the fruit. Over there is something that was totally dried out. It says, in the case when they're dried out, then it's only aimed to the bishul. And everybody's going to be masking that it's a derech to be seichat them, even though there's a machlokes rishonim whether or not we save our parents. Everybody's going to be masking over here that we do. I mean, according to this, the chara when it's thin. For when there's a... Eva Zay, that's the taich in what the Rosh is saying. That's the taich in what the Rosh is saying. What does it mean the mashke has no tama pri? How can you say that to me? The mashke has no tama pri? What do you mean? You squeeze it out, you get apple juice. The Torah says, but that's not the tam of the apple. You're not tasting, you taste apple juice, you're not tasting the apple. You're not going to, a person that never tasted it before is not going to say, oh, this must have come from an apple. However, when the mavasho, something in water, then that water takes on the taste of the fruit itself. What's that? Absolutely, we can try. Oh, can we try this?
Can
you
try it?
Have I tried
this? Yeah, that's a good point. Have you ever had dried fruit? They have a taste, but they're natural sugar instead
of fruit. Could remind me next paper.
We'll go to the next one.
Yeah, plum. Prunes.
You're right. That doesn't
have to be real fruit. You have to taste the fruit. And the water, yeah, that's what we're saying. The cooked water should taste like this.
No, but when
you cook it, it doesn't make a difference. It's not, that's what we're saying. It tastes like that fruit. Yeah, 100%. According to this bar and Hanami, it's a good one. We have to see if it's stuck on it. That's, maybe that's squeezed out. That's not in the bar. That's right. I understand. Lefi this, we can understand what the Rashash says in Sochum. Rashash, he says, according to this Rosh, he's not Mefarsh, he's Messiah this Rosh on Taisus in Sochum. Taisus in Sochum says, how could the Gemara say about juices that come out of a fruit that it's Zeya Ba'alma and a kilo doesn't have any din? What do you mean? Paskin Tam Kekum in Daraisa? Tam Kekum in Daraisa? And how could he say that it doesn't have the same din as the fruit itself? Is it only Zeya Ba'alma? Tam Kekum should have the same din as Zeker. And he blames Sarachim. Says blames Sarachim. The Rashash over there himself on the base, he's Mitzayin this Rosh. And he says, according to this Rosh, it's the third place of Kasha. The Chor, he means, like we're understanding the Rosh. That when the Rosh says that it has more Tam, when it's Basho, it means the Tam of the fruit itself. When you squeeze out a fruit, you're not tasting the Tam of the fruit itself. The Mela doesn't pass to say Tam Kicker. What is a Tam Kicker? The Tam is like the Iker fruit. But the juice that you're getting out of the fruit is not the Iker fruit. It's not the Iker. You can't say about the juice that it's the tam of the actual fruit. It's two totally different timings. It's only when you mevashel the fruit and you get a tam of the fruit, then you can say tam keker. When you squeeze out a fruit, it doesn't pass to say tam keker at all. Let's see this. In other words, so kumtes, when you mevashel the fruit, pass to say tam keker. Hey, but then we can understand the shalom that we have for the chara, it should be bottle berev. The tam of the fruit should be bottle berev mayim. That's in the Taz already has the kasha. He's mitiyachet to this in a number of different places. And the chara would be mitiyachet to the same you say that the Taz himself says. The Taz says, in the case we have yayin and shecher together, yayin is bray pri agafen, shecher is bray pri is shakel. He says, how come we don't say tam keker on the wine? How can we say if it's 50-50 or 49 yayin to 51 shecher? We make a bracha on the shecher. Why don't we say tam keker? As long as you can taste the yayin in the mixture, you should have to make a bray pri agafen. Let's do a great thesis. Because the only time we say tam keker is when there's only one player in the equation. I mean, you have two players in the equation. For example, you have shecher and yayin. So one thing is pulling you to one side to say shakel. Another thing is pulling you to the other side to say that's bray pri agafen. So there we go, buzzer right. Doesn't pass to say Tom Kicker, because the thing we have Tom Kicker of the thing that's saying Brave Rag Offen, you have Tom Kicker of the thing that's telling you that say Shaka. However, where you only have one player in the equation, for example, the case that the Taz brings down, is you want to know if you have to take up Chala on a mixture of Kemachito with Kemach of Ur. And you made a dough. So you want to know, do you have to take off Chala or not? Well, what is, if you can taste the it has a Tom Dovan, then you have to take off Chala. Because there's only one player in this equation. One thing which is being mechayev you, there's not something that tells you don't take off challah. There's only one thing which has a chiyuv challah. Memela, if you could taste that thing which has a chiyuv challah, you go bust to that thing. Same thing with over here. We have water, and we have something which is putting a taste in the water. Water is bad for neutral. It doesn't have its own tam. So much so that if you're not drinking it because you're thirsty, you don't make a bracha on it. Anything else, even if you don't drink it while you're thirsty, you still have to make a bracha on it. What is not that way? What do you don't make a bracha? Just take a pill, you don't make a bracha on it. It's a neutral. Mamela, there's only one player in this equation. As long as I can taste the May Paris in here, I taste Tom Kaker. As long as I can taste the free inside the water, I'm going to taste Tom Kaker. If you cooked up, 100%. Says the Taz and Hanami, if we have something like borscht that has its own taste, and you cook something else inside of it, then we're not going to say that you go bust it your own. 100%. But it has its own taste. Over the few days, it's very schwer. We're back to Sheikher. By beer, how come we don't say when Mevashel Sarim, there's only one player here. You're putting the Sheikher, you're being Mevashel Sheikher inside of the water. So we have, can you taste the Sarim inside or not? If you should be able to taste the Sarim inside, you have to taste the beer, you should have to make a Mezainus. Well, the whole class is a Brit Piyadamo, like the Mevashel Yehuda says. So either Mezainus or Brit Piyadamo, why should it be any different? So Taisus is Nisiakas in his question, actually. And he gives three different reasons. The first parrot is very easy to understand. He says, Yesh lo iluya achrino bapas. So Erev has another iluya achrino, and the Mela, because it has iluya achrino bapas, so when Lachar, what he means to say is, therefore, you took it out of its brave priyadama, because you're not being kreis eschita, kreis eschita, so you took it out of its brave priyadama, and you didn't get to the iluya of Remi name Zainus, and you're mevashalit, so you're left with a shakal. Mamela in a chanami, buy regular fruits and vegetables. Could be very well be that you're gonna make the bracha on the fruit of the vegetable when you cook it. Because there's no iluya achrino. You can't say that there's iluya achrino. You could have used the fruit for something else. Hashenge by third, you could have used the fruit for something else. So mamela, you didn't use it for that, and you're makia from its normal matzah. Mamela, you're only gonna make a shakal. That all works out well for the first set of tzitzis. Now, the other two tzitzis are gonna be sure. Tzitzis says, the first teres is, Vayhavi buhu mamash serim, vein sheikha ratayim abalma. Doesn't mamash have serim inside, and all it is tam. That's exactly like Mei Shlokhi. Why should it be any different? All you have is tam. And l'chari, you should have to make the bracha of the serim. Why should I have to make a design? Why shouldn't I have to make a mezainah? 100%. And what's the answer to that? Why should it be different? It's only the same way that we should say. 100%. It's the same you say. Once we see that you have tam in the water, so if you're being mechayev you to make the bracha on the water because it got tam from the thing that you're mevashal in it, so too by sarin also. We should say you have to make the bracha of the thing you're mevashal in it. By Yerach is going to be a Brei Pi Adama, by Tzernas is going to be a Brei Mi Rezen, or the whole province is a Brei Pi Adama. And the last verse is this void, B'shtir and Meshachal. B'shtir make a shakal. So why is May Pirus any different? For that's also B'shtir. So if you look at the Rush in its Truvo, he adds a little, another Tanai, to this whole Yisrael. So, Shailam the Achreinim, whether or not he's coming to be Chirlik on it when he says in Pesachim, or he's coming to be a Farshim. I would like to go with the Tzad, that he's coming to be a Farshim. And to add a little tonight, just to answer up this question of why Sarin is different. He says, Al Mei Perish Sha'isan Lecholim. Who's that? About Mei Perish that was made for Cholim. Zokter Mevarach Shehakol. De Iker Bishulam Bishvil Hamayim. Ve'inen Mishocha Machar Sarin. The reason why Mevashel the Sarin inside the water is to give a taste to the water. Ve'idam in the Mei Shlokhis. It's not the Mei Shlokhis. She'iker Bishulam Bishvil Hayokhis. There, when you make vegetable soup, so the Iker Bishul is for the Yerachay. Memela, Hilkach, Kimit, Shenatma, Yerachay, Tam Behem, Hokumen, Acharatam. Since the Yerachay, which is the Iker, give a Tam into the water, I go Buster, the water is Nimshach, Buster, the Yerachay, and the same bracha that I make on the Yerachay, I have to make on the water itself also. Memela, see this, it's very Muslim. There's another Tanah over here. Your Kavana has to be, your Iker Kavana, when you're making this Mesh Lachay, this vegetable soup, has to be to cook the vegetables. And once that's the Yerkei Kavanah to cook the vegetables, the water is nigra abas of the vegetables. By Sir, definitely, by Sheikher, your Kavanah is not to cook the Sir. All you want is the taste in the water. Mamela, for Kavanah, your Kavanah is for the taste in the water. Over there, they didn't say the whole thing to Meshmachis. There, your Kavanah is not for the Yerkei itself. The whole part is, once your Kavanah is for the Yerkei, so Mamela, we could be there, the water which gets the tam of the Yerkei, it'd be nigra abas of the Yerkei itself. Mashenkin, in a case where your kavanah was not for the water, for the Iraqis. One of them is just to give taste to the water. And the Hanami is not going to get the same bracha. The Mela by here, since the Kavan is only for the water itself, the Mela you're not going to get the bracha of the Zainus or even a Beit Adam. So borscht also, if you're most people the kavan is not for unless they chop them up afterwards or and keep them inside. But most people it's just for the water. And in such a case you would not make a bracha on the wouldn't make a beit adam on the water. But shlis is different because over there you have a mixture inside with it. You have that's the midis because we say shachon. He's talking about something like shlis. That's it. But it's a different, it's not exactly the same case because shlisa has the zirin inside. It has the kemach inside. So it has a little different gedan. That's why it's thicker and the chanam can then make the zirin. So. But the etim is to give a time to the water. It's very, very similar to the case that he was asked on, the tshuva that he was asked, this rush in Klaudalat Hezrov. It was very similar to the case of shlisa. It's for the chaylim, something that you make for chaylim to give time to the water that should be a little bit more than just water. Kinir, he understood it has the same gedar. It happens to be, there's an interesting haggah, that Tesis says, if you look at the Marshal on Tesis, Kinir is trying to be magia. And he wants to say, Voyd b'shlisa oimer shahakol. And mashma that he's almost being equating this thing to the shlisa. If we see this, we can say that that's Chan of Tesis 2-2-Rusim. What Tesis says over here, Ve'ein Sheikha la time of Ba'almo, I, Mishwak is also time of Ba'almo, the Tesis says, but he's coming off what he says, what the Rosh says in Tshuva. That when your Kavan is just for the water, so we say, oh, it's only time of Ba'almo. Time of Ba'almo is not going to do anything. And the same thing when he says, Ve'ein B'Shtiya M'Shako. When your Kavan is only for the Shtiya, not for the Iraqis, then we say B'Shtiya M'Shako. If your Kavan is for the Iraqis, then we don't say it. It just comes out a little bit weird that both of the Tzvutim are Neskavim and Davarechah, that they're all both coming off the same Yisrael, that the Kavan is not for the Iraqis, it's for the water that it was Nisbashlam. Once you go on it for the water that is Nisbashlam, then you can say it's only Tam, and you can say it's so Shtiya Ba'alma. And therefore you make a shot. The only question that we have left to answer, according to the Shita of Tesis and the Rosh, is why is this any different than Perish and Nisrasku? You put the apple inside the blender, Bashlis, you have to make a shachal. So why should this be any different? It's not exactly clear, and the Achranim seem to deal with this question. Some say, in a Hanami, by Perish Nisrasku, it would also get the same bracha. The only time that we said it doesn't have the same bracha is if you add in other ingredients. It's not exactly clear. Something in the Achranim, which is Shver, still Shver, according to the Shita at the end of the day. That's the first Shita. The second Shita, in the Rishenim, it's a Shtikal there, with the Mordechai Rebbeinu Yehudah. Their Mitzyachas to really only one aspect of the questions. Can't then they go with the rush with regard to the other Yekudot. They're addressing one point, and that is, why is this different? Read it inside. Oysuk Fakhein and Mordechai. V'dafi Yerobish HaMashka Shagayit Mehen Ikrei Litvobun. The only time that we say that Maya Nikula Shalki is Nikula Shalki is dafka by Iraqis, that the mashka that comes out is ikre litvoba. Use it to be careful inside of the water. The choshev maichol to mikori, but it still retains its din maichol like it was before. It started off as a maichol, and it's still using it as a maichol. Using it as a dip. The amen of the comment, mashka bola reichol to echo dami. Ava meitutim, he makes v'yayin tapuchim, but this strawberry juice and apple wine, sh'ein demachar tikol shtiyah, which is aimed for shtiyah, avar shachal yim bedvarim. He's mechalak whether or not it's considered a maichal at the end of the day or it's considered a drink. If it's considered a maichal at the end of the day, when you reseichin it, you use it as a dip, then it retains it as a maichal. It was a maichal before and it's a maichal afterwards. And you make the same bracha that you make on the maichal. Mashenki, when you squeeze out an apple and you get apple juice, then l'chara, all you're left is with the drink. And in the drink, you make a shakal. It's not made as a maichal anymore. It was neshtane from what it was. It was a maichal and now it's a drink. On a drink, you make a shachal. Meishlok, we talked about that, use it as a maichal. On a maichal, you make the same bracha that it was before. Was it before a maichal? Still is a maichal now, it retains its bracha. On a drink, you say shachal. The only shachal is, he wasn't mitiachas to the basic question, and that is, why is it different than dvash tmarim? Dvash tmarim, when you squeeze out dvash from tmarim, it's not a drink. You don't drink dvash. Kurt used to dip into. Was used to, as part of a maichel. So why should Dvash Tmarim be any different? I didn't see that it was attached to it in the Gemara before indeed. I'm not exactly sure what. I was thinking, Ulai, that he holds like the Bahad. We saw the Bahad, and that's Lamed Chesed Menachal, says to put down the Bahad, that on, when we say Dvash, that you only, that Zeh Ba'am, and you make a Shehakol, that's dafka by Dvash that was mixed together with water. As opposed to pure Dvash, then you make a Brei Priyayi on it. So all the Rishenim are bothered by, where did you get this from? So first of all, we can say that the Mordechai holds like him. In a Chanami, the only time that we said Shehakol is when you mix it together with water, then you turned it into a Mashke. Now it's not a Maichel anymore. If it's by itself pure, then it's a Maichel. You say Brei Priyayi. If you mix it together with water, then it becomes a mashke. Once it's a mashke, so it's not a mashke anymore, you have to make a shahat on your bazaar. Lula is a safina, I'll say that's good for the makar, all the Rishim are bothered by what's the makar for the Bahad. You can say maybe the makar is good for our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Mei Shlokar has a deal with the Shlokar, Dvash tomorrow, we say it doesn't, it's Zeya Ba'alma, what's the difference? Look there, Dvash tomorrow, we're talking about it, it's the Sarah of water. Since it's the Sarah of mine, so maybe it doesn't have the same bracha. As opposed to Mei Shlokar. It's, which was Nizbashal in it, it's not exactly the, it's hard to say that the Makar is from there. Because the Maisa, at the end of the day, Meish Lakas is also talking about that there's water, Nisarav in it. But it's water, you're going to have to play around with it. It's water that has the taste of the Shlakas itself. As opposed to Dvash Tmar, which is only a myth, like we said before, okay, really leave that out to yourself of the Bahad. You don't have to say that the Makar. Just say that the Mordechai had held like the Bahad. And Meir, the only time that he said, on Dvash, you make a shot on Dvash, if you put water in, it should be pure Dvash, you wouldn't. Lama? Shemin? Is what? Lama? Dvash tomorrow? That's Shemin, that's Gemara. That's Gemara. Gemara says that there's a difference is that it's Kilu Oymin. We look at the Priya as being Oymin for the Jews. At least the way the Rashi is mouthed. I don't know if everybody agrees with this. Shouldn't say this more. The Rashi understands that we look at it as the Priya is aimed for the Jews. And the Mela, the Pasuk is to say, the Brei Priya is on the Shemin itself. As opposed to everything else, which is not aimed for that. And the Chanami, you make it just a, we reckon that as Zeya Ba'alma. You can only say Zeya Ba'alma if the fruit is not aimed for that thing. If the fruit is aimed for that thing. And we want to say Zeya Ba'alma. We'll bring that clearly in the next chapter of Rishayim that we see. The next sheet of Rishayim, all these shittas are mentioned in Allah, as we'll see in the shortly. The next sheet in the Rishayim is the Rajba. Rajba and the Rambam, they are basically aimed by Shita Acha. The Rajba is the Kasha, Laman Chesed Min Alas, says, why is Meish Lakas different than Dvash Tmarim? Doctor, in the Chanam, there's no difference. Sort of like the Ra'al and the Ritva, in the Chanam, there's no difference, he says. But just fakir. The Ra'al and the Ritva understood that they both should be Shahacha. They understand that both should be Ha'id. But really, they should both be Ha'id. The only time that we say by Dvash Tmarim that it's not an eighth is because it's not the Derech to be Seichen. But any time that you have something which is the Derech to be Seichen, the Derech to be Sherek, in the Chanami, it's going to retain the Bracha the same way we say by Meish Lakas. Yerokas, the Derech is, the Shlakas, the Derech is to be Mevashalem. Memela, the water takes on the Bracha, the Shlakas. Tomorrow is not the Derech to be Seichen. Memela doesn't take it on. And what's the Raya? I know him. They have the Bracha of an eighth, so the Derech to be Seichen. L'chore, that's his kavanah. Kumtash, let's see what he's saying. That there's no difference between Paris and Iraqi. It's all telling you there from the Adam. The derech is to be seichet or shelikin, it gets the bracha. The derech is not, it doesn't get the bracha. And l'chore, the avon is very clear. The same way that we say by Zeis and Va'anovim, that it's aimed for this pre, it's aimed for the mashkin and eitim lehem. This pre, when it's planted, the kilu, the kavanah behind the pre was for the juice that comes out of it. Memela, it passes to make a pre, like Rashi says. You could call this a pre. Rashi says on Lamed Vav Min Aleph, regarding to the Zaysim. Ikra Pira Takhna Tu'u, Hilkas Prinu. By Zaysim, this is what the Kavanah of the pre is, for the juice that comes out of it. This is the Derech, the Mela. It has the shame of pre. Kokama that the Derech is not to be Seychadit, so you can't say that what came out of it has the shame of a pre. This is not the Derech. If it's Aymer pre, it has the shame of pre. It's not Aymer, it doesn't have the shame of pre. So there's a big shaila in the Rajba, the Chernim Kler, the Paiskim, Heinting of Paiskim, when the Rajba says that it's a derech, you need it to be Roiv or not. Does that have to be that that's what Roiv is? Or derech means that it's Iker, this is the Iker of what it's used for, like Shemin, the Iker, the Zaytim, the Iker is used for the Shemin. Or it's enough that that's the derech of Bnei Adam. People do that. don't know if that's considered the ikar b'chol. You think that's a derech? Ulai, or you can give two different translations. So, the chalam is lo yachin v'pas. That's what you would, but it says lo yachin v'pas. Therefore, we don't. But unless it's such a meat that it doesn't even play in. The Chazanish clarifies, he clarifies in the Rajba, also similar thing, he says that do we need that it's the ikr, the derech for people to do it, or that people enjoy it. Maybe that people would be nicha in the schita safri, even if it's not the derech so much. In other words, most oranges are used for eating as oranges. But everybody would enjoy a cup of orange juice. The grand happens not to be the derech for most of the oranges to be, or rive of the oranges to be seichet. But derech, does derech have to define them what is done or what people would enjoy? As long as people don't enjoy when you have vashel peppers, or when you vashel the juice of the peppers, but juice of orange, people best are nichlu. That's the shita of the Rashi. The Rambam is al derechis. He just says he's meisach one nekuda. He also says that your kavana has to be for the. And the kavana had to be mamash fakir for me. What we saw in the Rush. The Rush says your kavana had to be from vashel the yerakis. He says your kavana is lishteis meimei. When your kavana is lishteis meimei, so then that becomes ikar. You make a bracha on the meimei. Kumtai lechor lefidis. Even if according to the Rashba, even if you take your carrots and your squash and everything else after your mavashler and you throw them in the garbage, as long as your kavana was for the water. Then you make a bracha, brepi adam or brepi eitz on the water. L'chur l'fi this, you can say also that by Nitzratku, the only time that we say kolkama in the Shittas HaRashba, the Tzitzit HaRambam, that's all telling what the derech is, you can say by Perish Nitzratku also. The only time that we say by Perish Nitzratku that they don't have the din of the bracha of the pre itself is after it's not the derech to be Nitzratkin. You put a pepper in the blender, it's not the derech to be Nitzratkin, it's not going to get it. Or dvash, smart. You're not nitrasic, you're usually in a blender like that. But something which the derech is for it to be nitrasic, 100%, then the bracha mentioned that part of the Primogodim, Chayodim, that Kokam, then in the Chami, it's all telling you whether or not the derech. If it's the derech, then it's going to have the same. Lefi them, everything has the same gedarim. Whether it's nisbashal in water, whether it's nitrasic, whether it's nischas, everything is telling you. If it's the derech, the bracha retains its bracha. If it's not the derech, it doesn't retain its bracha. Then if you can consider that the derech, we have to understand what the gedarim of derech is. If it's telling roiv, then it wouldn't be. And then if it's telling the derech, people would enjoy it, then it would be. However, you understand what's considered the derech. Jam is not the derech. It is. You're asking, or it's. Is jam considered nitrasik legamri? So that's the shayla in the Ramah. Shayla in the Ramah, is that considered? Is that yeshem being chilek on the mechaber or not being chilek on the mechaber? It's only if you understand how you understand that. But sometimes the halacha, just we should bear in mind as we see the halacha, is that we're chayshish for all the shittas la halacha. And that is, the first thing that we say, the first shita we brought down is the Ra and the Ritzvah. Even though it's shita yichidah and for saying the sugya, that they understand that the sugya is talking about a case where you're drinking the water together with the May period, with the period, or your rocket. And therefore when you make a bracha on your rocket, it passes up the soup also. Even though we don't understand the Gemara like them, however the Sha'atim brings down, he says he doesn't find anybody that's chelik on them. And v'alacha, I know on the Tzvara, that kol kama that you're having vegetable soup, that has the vegetables and it has the soup in it, you make a bracha on the vegetables and you pass up the soup. That's the halacha. Like the other Ritzma, even though we don't understand the sugi like them, but the svar is a glass of and mainly we reckon the water to be tough to the Iraqis, which are the ikr, make a bracha on the Iraqis, and you pass out the water. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Sharetzi. The Rosh, two yaseidas that we take out of the Rosh. First of all, the Rosh in Tshuva, he says that your kavana has to be mevashel the Iraqis also. Mela, that's what we paskin. Your kavana has to be also for the bishul of the Iraqis. And let's say Mamela by Sheikha or something like that, when your kavana is not for the bishul of the Sa'irin, you're going to make a shakal. Similarly, we also pass like the Rosh says in what the Rosh says in his psalm, that schita is different than bishul. And Kenzan, if you're seichet something, to let's say dvash tomorrow or something like that. Well, everybody's going to mask it. Okay, we'll leave that for a minute. I think it's Lalacha also, that's not a good example though. We're chayshish for the Rajba, so the Rajba says that the derech has to be shalik for seichet that pre. We made up a comment that it's not the derech to be seichet it, it's not the derech to be shalik it. In a chanami, then we're not going to make a bracha on that, of the water. We shalik peppers or something like that, or cucumbers, you're not going to make a bracha on the water the same as the cucumbers. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Beis, Sifchot Nun Beis. And we're chayshish also for the Rambam that there has to be that the kavana is also to drink the water. Mamela, if you're a kravish, which Pashas has the same thing as bishul, if you're kravish cucumbers to make pickles, so then despite the fact there are people that drink pickle juice, since that's not the kavana when you're kravish it, when you pickle the cucumbers in the water, mamela, if you drink the pickle juice, you would only make a shakal and you would not make the brave piyadam.